Okay, and I started cleaning. I was cleaning and stuff, and then I thought, you know what? After reading all that, I was like, it's hard for me not to go through the rest of the stuff. Just, kind of breeze through it to see what else is there. And I did just that. Also, oh, let's find it. There it is. $2,500, and that is times two. So it's what for 5,000, which I said that the divorce will cost 5,000. And I believe it is let's see, $2,500. I believe it's 250, 300 an hour. Yeah, the retainer is $2,500. And then there's additional retainer fee because the matter is more difficult than they anticipated with our divorce. Because there's a, obviously there's a hell of a lot going on that has surfaced, that wasn't pulled by the attorneys, but from state. So the hourly charge, and this is all legit and true. And people wondering why I'm not divorced yet. The hourly charge is 200 an hour, and anything that deals with time with this case is 200 an hour, and it's billed in 15-minute increments. And then in the future, obviously, because things have gotten more difficult, it went to 300 an hour, and that's for the attorney because of the complex and complexity of the case, and because I have been on disability for a while, disability and other issues have factored in. Eric was presented, and this was what, oh, I think it was like the end of last summer. They wanted him to pay for the divorce, and I told him, listen, it'd be $2,500. Well, that's 25 times two. The retainer got a factor in. So you're looking at about, as they said, about 5,000. And then because now things are so complex, and you have different attorneys, and I had to get a different attorney in that. But let's just say it's more than 200 an hour. And he said, I don't have the money. I'm not going to do it. Now that I'm thinking about this and I'm looking through all the stuff I have now, and I'm like, I call so much BS that BS isn't even enough. It's not a large enough. It's not even large enough. I sat there clean, like, you know what? I definitely got played. I got played like a fool. This is not even anybody I even know. This is a complete, utter stranger. It's disturbing, is the best word I can describe everything that's surfaced. And I know that I needed to know this sooner than later. Am I glad this is happening all at once? I mean, the things with these people posing as women and Cash App stuff, screenshots and all that, and the stuff just surfaced. Not because I asked, but it literally landed in my hands. And then all this stuff, I mean, I would have wanted to know it sooner than later, let's just say. I probably would have wanted to know this sooner than now. But now that I have everything, a lot of people, especially going through divorce and it's the other spouse's doing, and you're like, you give it your all, what the hell? And strange stuff like this happens, and you're like, what the hell? Who the hell is this person? What the hell? What the hell? What the hell? And some people never find out. I know everything now. There's no mysteries. There's nothing. I know every reason why this, why that, why acting like this, why acting like that, why creating this kind of environment, why this, why that, researching this, researching that. A con artist, a scammer, a manipulator, manipulator, greatest manipulator of all. This would make anybody look at people differently, and definitely makes me look at society differently, I'll have to say. If God's good, I'll be around in a year, and I hope so, because I want to be able to look back on my personal growth and where I'll be after a year. I consider this week like almost like a rebirth after all this hell. I think in situations like this, they need to annul the marriage. It's something I'm going to bring up to the attorney in a unique request. I would like to have this marriage annulled. And I know an annulment can only happen under a year, but there are certain circumstances where you can ask for a marriage to be just basically null and void if you've been scammed or you married someone that posed as somebody else. I can't think of the legal terminology, but it is possible. There's only two other reasons, and it's one. And this definitely anybody can agree. This is false. This falls right into it. It's downright disturbing. You think you like somebody sleeping in the same roof with you doing this stuff, and you don't know who they are. It's disturbing. It's disturbing as hell. This is a wedding vows. I don't know who the hell this person is. Con artist. Manipulator. Dear Kimberly, you are the greatest love of my life, and I couldn't imagine my life without you. Today, I'm very lucky to finally be able to take your hand as my loving wife. My promise to you is to always be faithful, honest, trustworthy, and loyal. For the rest of our lives, I vow to you that I'll always be your rock, honor, and cherish every moment we are together and always love and respect you. For richer, for poor, here's a kick, the kicker part of all, in sickness and in health, for long as we both shall live. Who is this person? I am. A charmer. Attempting. And greatly manipulating con artist at its finest. That's when marriages need to be annulled. They need to be void. And I'm going to be requesting that and bring up the attorney. I want this marriage to be null and void. I definitely was scammed. Bigger than SHRT and manipulated more than anybody I've probably have ever heard. I've never seen such manipulation. It's damn disturbing. Purchase crypto.com 3153. Elbergs, $20.62. Cash App, Eric DICK, $50. Sorry, a lot of paperwork. I'm just trying to go through this. This is going to help me. Plenty of fish. Well, I guess the girl in the city who asked if Dan lived here. I know what you're all thinking. I wasn't lying. There you go. Match the thing she told me about. Plenty of fish, $39.99. TST, Elberg's Drinks, $28.12. Cash App, Eric Deek, $40. Cash App, Deek, Eric Deek, two, is this $90? Cash App, Eric Deek. I want to know this one. $500? You're hiding accounts and you're doing exactly what everybody said. It's disturbing as F in hell. Sick. Cash App, Eric DICK, $20. Elberg's Drinks, $20.87. Elberg's Drinks, $25.62. Elberg's Drinks, $23.62. Elberg's Drinks, $28.12. Where's my father-in-law? You want to blame me? You really? You wanted to blame me? Are you being manipulated too? Give me a call. Cash App, Eric D, $20. Elbird Drinks, $23.62. Cash App, Eric D, $25. Elbird Drinks, TST, $27.05. Elbird Drinks, $28.12. Elbird Drinks, $20.76. Elbird Drinks, $28.12. Elbergs Drinks, TST, $14.55. Elbergs Drinks, $27.58. Elbergs Drinks, $25.62. Elbergs Drinks, $27.05. Are we keeping track of how much money Elbergs Drinks is taking of marital money that I'm not aware what it's being spent on? But it's supposed to be bills and all that and emergencies first? That's how it works? I'm going to say this because when you say it, I'm sorry for my French, but this is bullshit. DDL Nugent, Nugenix. I believe that's something for older men to have a hard on. $6.45. Sorry, mom, everybody else, but somebody flagged me on that because I asked somebody about it. There's something on one of this is used for. Male testosterone stuff. Well, I hope you had plenty of sex. Because when you did things when I was going through oncology treatments, I told you I'd never touch you with a 10-foot pole again. And that was 7 years ago. And I wasn't joking. Well, I hope you got plenty of sex. Elbergs Drinks, $20.01. Elbergs Drinks, $22.55. Poor house bottle. I figured out what this was too. This is a liquor store down the street where I live. I never n really paid attention to it, the name, but it's poor house bottle. $8.55. Elbergs Drinks, $20.55. Elbergs Drinks, $40.60. Shall we go on? Hell yeah, we will. Elbergs Drinks, $27.05. Elbergs Drinks, $35.60. Elbergs Drinks, 1425. Unreal. Elbergs Drinks, $22.55. Elbergs Drinks, $24.15. Cash App, Eric Deek, $40. Cash App, Eric Deek, $40. There's so much stuff here. This is crazy. There's just so many pages of stuff. This is damn disturbing as hell. I think I've been manipulated more than anybody in the world right now, is how I feel. I feel a lot. Cash App, Eric D, $21. Cash App, Eric D, 25, 23.51. There's some paperwork here doesn't apply. There's stuff that I. Obviously, mine's necessity stuff. Cash App, Eric Deek, $45.80. Cash App, Eric Deek, $10. Cash App, Eric Deek, $34.04. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. This stuff is. Sorry, I'm going through things that. Some things I just. Can't and I really don't feel like discussing. This is a lesson for people. This is being scammed underneath your own damn roof by your own damn spouse. This is con artist, scammer, and charmer per domestic attorney. They weren't joking. I just needed to see proof and understand. I got it sooner than probably they anticipated. Albert's drinks, 28.55. Elbergs Drinks, 1850. Elbergs Drinks, 2705. Elbergs Drinks, 2755. Cash App, Eric Deek, $30. Cash App, Eric Deek, $30. Elbergs Drinks, 4605. He literally has never taken me on a trip, date, or anything, ever bought me anything, but I could probably count on one hand all the years we were married. And do we all see how much money that a narcissistic person is willing to spend on themselves? I didn't mean shit. Sorry, my French. I didn't mean anything. I was a manipulative toy being used. That's it. There are no care, no love, there are no vows. This marriage needs to be annulled, period. And I'm definitely, if I have to take this higher than county court, it's going to go state court. It'll go federal court. I'm going to make sure before my last dying breath, this marriage gets annulled. Because this needs to be annulled. This falls under the three grounds for annulment and unique cases. And this is definitely one. And I don't think that anybody in the world listening to this is going to disagree. This is disturbing as hell. This is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. It feels so crazy. It doesn't even feel real. It feels like I'm literally like outside of myself. And maybe that's a good thing that is this really happening to me. Maybe that's just my self-preservation, probably to keep the peace. That's probably good therapy. It's fine. It's working right now. This is disturbing. Anybody going through this, they would have lost their cool a million times over. Let other people handle the matter. That's all I got to say. You know, don't give any more than what I gave, let's just say. Elbert's Drinks. Let's see, I think it was at this 1850. Elbert's Drinks 2705. Elbert's Drinks 2755. Cash App Eric D 30. Cash App Eric D 30. Elbert's Drinks 4605. Crypto.com Miami, Florida 2356. I'm looking into crypto.com. I had a friend text me. I asked about crypto.com. I said, let me educate you. Yeah, I guess I'll be educated tomorrow. And then I guess maybe that some of the stuff that doesn't make sense will make sense, I'm sure. I'm not sure I'm 100% positive. Cash App, Eric Deke, a dollar. I have no idea. What the heck is that? Oh, that's crazy. Absolutely. There's so much. Cash App, Eric D, $10. Is this stuff going on when he was under the roof and I had full access to all finances and all? No, hell no. None of this stuff would go on. And nobody should think they're okay doing this stuff either. You got to pay the Pied Piper, period. You make your bed, you lie in it. That's just the law of life. People old school, you know what I mean? This ain't okay. This is disturbing. And I hope what I'm dealing with is a lesson for people. When you're married, don't think. Just because, you know, don't think you're getting scammed just by banks and all this stuff. You can get scammed right underneath your damn nose. And this is disturbing. Maybe people need to talk about it, you know, because I'm not the only one going through this. I promise you. When you think you're going through something, you're never alone. There's always somebody else going through it. And they're probably 10 times worse than what I'm dealing with. And if you are, you're listening, and you're going through this, talk to your attorney. Get the marriage damn annulled. Get it damn annulled. Get it annulled. Annulled. Can't do it county. Take a state. Can't do a state. Take the federal. There's enough evidence here. Annulled. Be done with it. Not right. Mm-mm. Cash App, Eric Deke. 10. There's some stuff here. I'm just gonna. It's not gonna do with anything that really. Well, it's all, you know, blends together into one explanation. You know, it's disturbing as hell. And nobody blame me for being how I feel. I'm sure I'll feel a million ways. You know, I'm sure I will. Rightfully so. I do this to him. I ever did this to him? Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. Nope, 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 nope. We all know no. We all know. Come on, get out of here. Get out of town. Crazy. I'm just going to go through it. It doesn't end. This is several months. It doesn't end. Could you imagine if this stuff was going on years? He was asked to pay for the divorce. This is what's going to happen. Why I'm not divorced? I told a family member this on the phone yesterday. The reason I'm not divorced is because they want him to pay for the divorce. He knows what he's doing, and he's going to be held accountable. and he needs to pay for the divorce. Says he's claiming he doesn't have money, which we know he does now. We knew he's had money for a long, long time. Okay, that's fact, all right? What happens is when the house is sold, part of those proceeds pay for the divorce, period. But I have to have a roof over my head. So we're working on the housing situation. He needs to get his credit score up to par. Hey, but he knows what he's doing. He's sabotaging. Manipulators sabotage. They know exactly what they're doing. And if they question what they're doing, they research it. How the hell do you think I open a tab up and it says how to not be a caregiver and a spouse? Is it, I mean, a covert narc? Sure. Con artist? Oh, definitely. Manipulator? Oh, certainly. Scam artist? Yeah. Yeah. Nothing like scammer or scamming a scam artist. They see that together, right? Oh, I saw it. Elberg's Drinks, 4412. Cash App, JoJo Moore, 30. Or is that JoJo Moore again? She must be supplying some serious sex or something. I would love to find out somebody in the county who knows who's using a Cash App named JoJo Moore. If you do, contact me this email down here. Because I'm thinking it's one of two of you know what that has a name JoJo Moore. Because that girl on the phone told me he was giving her money. I'll leave it there. Cash App again, JoJo Moore, $50. Elberg's TST Drinks, $48.62. Elberg's TST Drinks, $42.19. Cash App, JoJo Moore, $40. Cash App, JoJo Moore, $40. Elberg's Drinks, $25.55. TST, Elberg's Drinks, $15. Yes, bad. Cash App, JoJo Moore, $50. Cash App, Eric Deke, 30. There's other stuff on here, too. I'm just honing in on, you know, there's so much stuff. Cash App, Eric Deke, 10. Elberg's, this is really great. Elberg's, $71.92. Tell me who the hell's at a bar and grill is $71.92. And people were telling me things. I got what was told in visual fact. Now, I got my closure. I got my answers. I got more than the answers I wanted. Elberg's Drinks, $52.62. Elberg's Drinks, $52. Cash App, Eric Deke, $40. Elberg's Drinks, $35.50. TST, Elberg's Drinks, $10. I'm going to find out who JoJo Moore is using Cash App. I promise everybody that. I will find out who she is. Cash App, Eric Deke, $1,300. That's interesting. And we went through this before. There was a transaction like that. Elberg's Drinks, $23.62. Cash App, Eric Deke, $50. Cash App, Eric Deke, $100. Cash App, Eric Deke, $50. Elberg's Drinks, $22.62. Elberg's Drinks, TST, $23.12. TST, Elberg's Drinks, $20. Cash App, JoJo Moore again, $25. Here's another poorhouse bottle, $25.88. Now I know it's a liquor store down the street. Cash App, JoJo Moore, $1. Must have been a bad sex photo. She only got a dollar tip. Sorry, just going by what I think. You can think whatever you want in this situation. I don't think anybody blame me. There's so much stuff. I'm glad I got that off my chest. Out of everything, what I have gut-wise come to, and it came to me when I was vacuuming, is you need to have this annulled and you need to go into the court system and you need to go to state and federal if you have to with everything you have evidence. And you need to ask this marriage to be annulled, completely wiped off my slate because I don't know the person. And the person was not who they portrayed to be when I got married. They are a scam artist and a con artist and manipulator and a narcissist. They are not who they portrayed themselves to be. That is enough in any court of law. With all this proof of having the marriage annulled. Yes, it would be annulled. Period. You cannot blame other people for one bad apple. We'll never destroy the whole bunch. And it's not just a saying. You can get your emotions and feel all in your emotions with this. And I'm sure I could feel all in my emotions with this. Okay. I'm thinking logically. I'm not getting emotional in this. No way, no how. I'm thinking logically. I'm in that season in my life. I'm sorry. I'm in a selfish season. Me, my health, my happiness, and my fur kids. You know? But I realized just going through, I would say, I mean, Jesus, all these papers. I say I've gone through a fourth of what I was given, a fourth. I don't need to know the rest to know that this marriage needs to be annulled because somebody got married to me under false pretense and portrayed somebody they weren't. And I got scammed. I got had. I got manipulated. I got conned. I didn't need a domestic violence attorney to tell me, although they did. And it made me look at things differently. As they said, I need you to look at this because this is exactly what happened. You're in the marriage. I'm not. But I don't need to know everything because I looked into everything before you walked in here. And you definitely married somebody you didn't know. They charmed you, they manipulated you, and they scammed you. But I'm going to approach this divorce in a whole nother light. And it may take a little bit longer, and that's fine. I want it annulled. I want it completely annulled. Like it never, ever happened. If I have to go past the county and state with it, I will. When I'm determined with something and I have enough factual proof and base for it, I'm not going to let go. I'm like a friend said, you're like a bull in a china shop. When you have your mind in frame and you're set and you're going to do something and conquer and accomplish, you do it. There's nothing standing in your way. You've always been like that. And marriage needs to be annulled. It needs to be annulled, period. I'm sure I could get all of my emotions with this. I could be a million things. I'll have to say from a year ago, my response would have been really extreme and different. I'm not that same person. I have learned peace and calm. And that comes with great therapy and actually applying the therapy and not just listening to your therapist. Whatever that may be, those who are under therapy, and let's just face it, one out of every two people now, especially in the United States with everything going on, everybody's struggling with something. It's not just me, everybody's struggling with something. Everybody is applying mental health, and that's a good thing. You know what I mean? It helps you, and it helps your life, and it helps you how to maneuver through problems and indifferences and arguments and dysfunction and this. Part in a lot of therapy I went through, I have literally realized I have been scammed, I have been conned, and I've been manipulated, and I've been played like the greatest fiddle ever, like a joke. Okay. I can say that. I love with my heart. I've always been that way. I love deeply. I am loyal. Yes, Kevin, I'm loyal to a great fault. You've told me many times that. I had another friend tell me how loyal I am, and it's hard to find somebody loyal like you, but you should never let somebody who does something like this or anybody else that you come across that really does something that's very deep, don't give them that satisfaction. Don't give them your energy. Don't give them your goodness. Don't give them your soul. I made the decisions I did, and I realized I made good decisions, and I took my time with things. And sometimes that saying is good is let things season and simmer and don't respond like that. Sometimes you got to sit back and let things be. I had the attorney, domestic violence attorney, tell me it is not time to file divorce yet. This was last year. I said, why? And they said, because he's going to hang himself. He's going to do something. And I don't think it's time. I think we need to wait. Because I think there's more to the story. There's things that are going to surface. And I said, but what is it? And they said, I don't know. But I could tell you, I've seen cases like this. And it's rare to come across somebody who is manipulating their spouse, okay, in this depth, but they don't know all of this. But they did ask, if the state ever gets anything, whatever, can you please either mail or drop off or let me know? I can't email all this stuff. That was a different attorney. They were right. It's not ready. We're not ready yet. This is not ready to be filed yet. Hold off. We got time. To the person who did this to me, person, stranger, I don't know. It takes a hell of a person to sit back as a man, be a manipulator, lie, be deceitful, dishonest, sneaky, conniving. There's a lot of words. Just look in the mirror and you'll find the words for yourself. I got nothing to say to you. I guess you probably expect me to say a lot. I got nothing to say to you. Because I don't know who the hell you are. But, you got had. You know how you got had? Because you had your damn self. You did yourself in, as attorney said. You did it on your own. But I don't believe people like this stop. I'm not the first on the rodeo, and I won't be last. But I'm not, you can't blame everybody in the world. Not everybody's out to hurt you. You know? And not every man's like this. Because I have met really good, wonderful men over the months, and they're not like this. And I've actually had normalcy and no drama and no craziness. And I've realized peace, especially the last 2 months. I'm not going to allow this affect my normalcy. But I do not want to be involved in drama and conflict and nonsense and immaturity. Nor con artists, scam artists, and charmers. Today's a new day. I continue on my path. And I'll let those that be handle this matter. But for those asking, what do I want out of this? I want the divorce. I want the marriage annulled. And if that takes taking it all the way up to federal, I will do it. Because I got the grounds to do it now. And that's one thing that came to me in my mind and my gut. And I said it out loud when I was cleaning. And all I could think is my grandmother saying, nervous energy. You know, us women, we nervous energy. When things are bothering us, we clean. That's just what we do. You're right, grandma. I'm sure you're listening from heaven. Probably one of my guardian angels. My aunt's probably the other one. Because I know I have them. You're right, nervous energy. But I said it out loud. This marriage needs to be annulled. Because I was misled. I was misled. That person, I don't even know. A complete, utter stranger.